Haines leaders grapple with police and economic development budget questions. And the Haines Solid Waste Working Group suggests the borough take over garbage disposal. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. Should the Haines Borough have a five-officer police force? Should a newly formed economic development corporation get $95,000 in government funding? How should the borough go about giving money to nonprofits? These are some of the questions the Assembly has to decide on next week. KHNS's Emily Files has more on the spending plan for the upcoming fiscal year.
Interim Manager Brad Ryan's proposed FY18 borough budget includes an about $117,000 boost to the police department. It would pay for more overtime hours and a fifth police officer. Chief Heath Scott, who started last year, has advocated for more financial support for months. He says they need to return to a baseline of five officers to avoid burnout and turnover.
The department has never been set up the right way. It has never been budgeted the right way.
But some Assembly members say the money may be better spent on things like addiction treatment services, something Haines lacks. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt has been skeptical since the beginning, saying five officers didn't make a perfect police force before.
And for years, we had a five-man police department that had a lot of problems with high turnover and alienation and crimes that didn't get solved because the police didn't have the community support.
To help offset police expenses, Ryan proposes a small increase in townsite mill rates, a tenth of a percent. But most of the extra police expense will come out of the townsite's healthy savings account. Another complication is outside townsite enforcement. Haines police have more calls to respond to since the Alaska State Troopers pulled out of the valley. The police budget doesn't include the cost of out-of-town response. There is still no firm proposal from the Assembly or community about how to pay for the gap left behind by the trooper. Now let's talk about economic development. 1% of the borough's 5.5% sales tax is dedicated to tourism and economic development. The tax brought in more than $500,000 annually in recent years. But the money is underutilized. Close to $400,000 has built up in that account. A new organization is offering the borough an outlet to spend some of those savings. The nonprofit Haines Economic Development Corporation is asking for $95,000 in borough funding. The corporation's board is mostly made up of local business owners. They want to see Haines foster economic development in a more effective way. Doug Ulrud is one of them.
During my time on the Assembly, I felt the borough failed at that. That the economic development that the borough had tried to do was not successful other than tourism.
The borough has been criticized, most recently by commercial fishermen, for how it uses the 1% tax. The critics say the money unfairly favors tourism over other sectors of the economy. Interim Manager Ryan supports the HEDC's request. He says holding on to the leftover sales tax money isn't doing the borough any good.
My feeling is that this economic development tourism tax is meant to be spent to, you know, have an effect on the community.
But some residents have doubts about giving such a significant amount of public money to this brand new organization. Assemblymember Heather Lendy brought up the disparity in how the HEDC would be funded compared to other nonprofits. She said most nonprofits have to prove themselves before receiving money.
On most grant writing committees that you're on, even the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation, they would say, you know, how much have you put in, what's your track record before giving a private nonprofit $95,000.
Funding for other nonprofits is also a topic of debate. In the past, the borough has set aside about $60,000 in community chest money. Then nonprofits apply for pieces of that pie. Margaret Friednauer wants to make the process more focused. She thinks the borough should set aside money for specific purposes, like after-school programs. Then that money would be allocated to nonprofits who meet those objectives. But not everyone on the Assembly agrees with that approach. At a committee meeting this Thursday, the Assembly is poised to delve into three budget topics: police, economic development, and nonprofits. If the majority of the members can agree on spending priorities, the budget may be approved at the May 30th meeting. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
After months of discussion, the Haines Solid Waste Working Group finally has a direction it hopes to pursue. The committee wants the borough to explore taking over waste management. Right now, there is only one garbage disposal option in Haines, the privately owned Community Waste Solutions. Whether the current system needs to be changed, and if so, how Haines should handle waste, is the question at issue for the working group. They've been meeting since December, and the discussions show that there are a lot of different viewpoints about this issue. The latest disagreement was over drawing up a new solid waste management plan. New member Norm Smith said there is already a plan from 2000. Riley Kaczynski responds, then Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer.
This has already been done. This
right,
done.
It's old, though.
This was,
and that's what communities this, do.
What's they, changed?
Lots change. The town's okay, gotten bigger. There's different waste streams.
There's different providers.
The town hasn't gotten any bigger than it was 17 years ago.
There's only one provider.
But
there's
don't
only
know
one
this.
Provider.
That's why it needs
we
to be
only
reviewed.
Have one dump. We only, and it's private enterprise.
Great.
We spent $40,000.
Do you even know what a management plan is?
Despite that disagreement, there was one thing several group members did agree on. Here's Darcy Colbeck.
It should be done by the borough. It should be a utility. It's a safety concern, as we can see, right? It's a health and safety issue, which falls into the borough purview.
The group met the day after an unknown substance was released into the air at the landfill, potentially causing contamination. It shut down the town's only garbage collector for several days. Smith agreed the borough should take over.
It's the only way to solve this whole problem. We become the entity.
Interim manager Brad Ryan said that is a possibility, but he said there are several steps to take before that could happen, including applying for a permit with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska.
I think there's a lot of legwork that if the Assembly buys into this, that would have to start happening before you decide you're going to buy Community Waste Solutions. Maybe you're going to contract with them for a while.
According to Judge Jim Walker at the RCA, Alaska statute allows for a municipality to take over, but it would have to purchase the certificate and equipment at fair market value. Philip Reeves asked if it would be worth it for the borough to take that step.
Do their liabilities outweigh the value of the permit right now, which it wouldn't surprise me if they're at least pretty even, because nobody's really saying anything about cleaning up that landfill unless we're going to, and if we're going to take it over, what liability are we taking on?
Sally Garten, who represents Community Waste Solutions on the working group, was not there for this part of the meeting. She didn't want to comment for this report. But the group isn't done talking about it. They still have some more work to do before they can really start looking into this possibility. At their next meeting, they're planning to draft a recommendation to the Assembly. If the Assembly approves of moving in this direction, then the working group will start exploring the option of the borough taking over solid waste management. Their next meeting is scheduled for June 1st at 4 p.m. Petersburg's Mayor Mark Jensen has resigned. Jensen turned in a short letter of resignation to the borough and is no longer mayor as of last week. The letter does not give any reason for stepping down. He declined to comment for this story, but he said he would make a statement in the near future. Jensen is a welder and commercial fisherman. He's been mayor of the borough since the startup of the new expanded municipality in January of 2013. Before that, he served on the council for the city of Petersburg and filled in as city mayor when needed. He ran unopposed for a 3-year term last year, but at the time said it was not an easy decision to seek re-election. The borough's vice mayor is Cindy Lagadakis. She'll take over as mayor until the October election, and whoever wins the seat in that election will serve out Jensen's remaining 2-year term.
I know he's put in a considerable amount of time and effort over the last few years, and yes, we definitely thank him for his efforts.
It's not a new role for Lagadakis. She's filled in as mayor when Jensen has been out fishing in past summers. With Lagadakis taking over as mayor for the time being, that leaves a vacant seat on the assembly. It will be filled by assembly appointment. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.